Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. This week here in Rome, the Pontifical Gregorian University, together with the Austrian Historical Institute and the Biblioteca Herziana, organized a conference focusing on the figure of Andrea Pozzo, the Jesuit artist and architect of illusions, who died 3 centuries ago. One who's left us a sublime artistic legacy. I'd like to add in a special way in Roman churches, perhaps the best known of which is that of the ceiling of the Church of the Gesù, or that of the nearby St. Ignatius, where he depicts the teeming heavenly scene of the apotheosis of St. Ignatius. That's what most Romans or tourists know. What they don't know is one of Rome's best-kept secrets, his presence at the venerable English College here in Rome. I spoke to someone who knows everything about that. She's Professor Carol Richardson of the Open University in the United Kingdom, who in a few moments will, by the way, unveil an ulterior secret connected to the garden at the college. You get drawn into the artwork of Andrea Pozzo in the college. What is this artwork?
One's a beautiful Assumption of the Virgin in the Martyrs' Chapel. Now, this is actually not very far above your head, but Andrea Pozzo has been so clever with the space, you feel as though you were one of the apostles looking up at the Assumption. In the refectory, there's a representation of George and the Dragon. Andrea Pozzo is so clever with the manipulation of space. He's actually tilted the scene in 2 dimensions perspectivally, so you don't have to crane your neck to see it. The horse and St. George sitting on it, if you like, comes towards you just as you go into the space. It's the immediacy. He makes the most of actually quite a small and limited space.
He's the master of illusion. In the English college, there are no trompe-l'œil or things like that, are there?
Well, actually, and this is something that I'm going to reveal for the first time, it's a fresco in the garden, and that is a trompe-l'œil, a representation taken from a treatise on perspective.
Well, I heard Professor Richardson toss off the words treatise on perspective, as if we should all know about that. Well, naturally we should, but as it happens, we're not all learned inner circle Pozzo scholars. So realising this was an essential passage, I asked about this document. It's very famous, this treatise on perspective, isn't it?
Yes, and it's actually been reissued as part of the events around the conference and the anniversary of the death of Andrea Pozzo, which all of these events are commemorating. But one of the scenes, and Andrea Pozzo describes it in the treatise as being the kind of scene that you could use for a religious festival. So you would set it up in a church and it would draw you into the space, would represent just tiny little figures. You'd have to crane to see the figures in the middle of the architecture of Christ healing the lame man. But Pozzo, because of his use of space, he draws you into this. But this same scene was copied. Pozzo says in the treatise that you could also use it at the end of a long view or in a garden. And it's actually used in exactly that way in the English college.
But how has it been kept all these years if it's out in the open?
That's one of the problems. It hasn't really been kept. And in fact, right on top of it now is repositioned one of the Gothic windows from the 15th century Church of the English College, which I think was only actually put on top of the fresco in the 1960s. It's a real shame. It's in a very poor condition. You can see it when it rains because the colours of the frescoes stand out from the wall again.
You were listening there to Professor Carol Richardson of the Open University in the UK. You'll be hearing more from her at the same time next week. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.